Right, before we get into this week's episode, a big thank you to our sponsors, The Week Junior, the very best magazine for kids, if I might say so myself. My kids love it. It's filled with the latest news from around the world, incredible stories, and mind-blowing facts.
Ready for a fact?
Yes.
I love this fact. I actually have, I think I've heard something around this fact before, but every time I hear it again, it blows my mind. And your kids are going to love this as well. Right, sharks. Okay, when you go in the sea, if you're like me and you're not sure about swimming and stuff, I'm always worried about what's underneath. Mm-hmm. I think a shark is about to attack me and we could be on the beach in Bournemouth. It's not really going to happen. You know what I mean?
You never know.
You know, that's a statistic for you. You say that, do you know you are more likely to die from a vending machine falling on your head than a shark attack?
Really?
Yeah. That's how... Oh. Honestly, that's how rare shark attacks are.
Have you ever walked past a vending machine and been concerned that it might fall on you?
Never.
Now you are.
No, but now, look what you've gone and done. There's me swimming in Bournemouth thinking that I'm going to get killed by a shark. Now I'm going to go past a vending machine and think I'm going to get fallen. A vending machine fall on me.
Oh, mate. Stats don't lie, right?
Stats don't lie.
Stats don't lie.
It's science.
I've got a good fact. This is from The Week Junior. I couldn't believe this when I read it. Did you know that 12% of people dream in black and white?
Huh? Really?
Yes. Do you? And then I start thinking, oh, do I dream in black and white? But I don't think I do.
So when it comes to dreaming, we dream in the TV world in the 60s.
Yeah. I was going to say, it could be my parents' generation. That's the 12%.
I was going to say, don't we dream in like 4D IMAX?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, augmented reality.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
But there you go. There's so many facts in The Week Junior. And the best bit is that you can now get 6 free issues by signing up with the link in the description.
So go to theweekjunior.co.uk/dadsnet-23 to get your 6 issues free.
Dadsnet original podcast.
Welcome to the Dadsnet podcast. I am, of course, Al, and that is JK. And we have... Oh, this is going to be a hilarious show today.
Why? You can't big up a show like that.
Oh, but it's so funny because it was late at night when I was planning it.
Yeah.
And I was laughing and I woke Ted up.
Okay, that's a good sign. But I just worry. It's like, you know, when you were a kid and you were invited to that party and you're like, this is going to be the best party ever. I like the school disco.
Well, okay.
Oh, it's going to be the best school disco ever. It's terrible.
I'll lower the expectations. This episode might make you laugh.
It's better. Yeah. Mildly amusing at best.
Mildly amusing at best.
That's the phrase we like to use.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Right, so how's your week been?
Week has been... all's okay. There isn't really... There's kind of little bits going on and stuff, but yeah, nothing really that exciting,
nothing
if I'm honest
exciting.
With you.
Well, I'll tell you the most exciting thing that happened to me. I'm wearing a blue T-shirt, and the reason that's funny, so we were just talking about this, the reason that's funny is because I met someone for the second time, and he was showing me a video, and in the video, he was wearing a yellow check shirt.
Yeah.
And he was also wearing the yellow check shirt when we were meeting. So okay. I just made the observation that he's wearing the same... Oh, look, you're wearing the same shirt as you were in the video.
Yeah.
Right? It's amusing. It's a nice break, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Pleasantries.
Yeah. He then turned around. He didn't glare at me. That's the wrong word. But he kind of turned around and went, well, all you ever wear is black Carhartt and Patagonia t-shirts.
And he's bang on.
He's bang on, except today. So I thought, sod this, I'm gonna wear blue. It's still Carhartt, but it's blue.
Do you know what the funny thing is though, right? We filmed some stuff for like the podcast and things. And I've got 3 layers on. So I started off with a blue jacket. So I wore that for the first one. Then I went, oh, I need to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
So I took the blue jacket off to reveal this blue jumper. Then I went, oh, I've got to change it up a bit. So I took this blue jumper off to reveal a...
Blue t-shirt.
Blue t-shirt. All the same shade
it's
of blue.
It's so easy. I can't be bothered to match things and think too hard.
No, I've got into that point now where my favourite outfit is blue jeans and a navy blue t-shirt.
Yeah.
I've become Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
You don't wear them up by
No, they don't. They don't come up that far. They can't. They're low-waisted. I can't do it. It's impossible. But I genuinely now, I know what I like. And I might mix it up a bit in the summer and wear a white t-shirt and not a blue t-shirt.
Whoa.
Because it's summer.
I know.
White t-shirt.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day because this got this single dad. He was came into the Dadsnet community and he basically said he wants to get back into the dating game kind of vibe. But he's got into that slump where now he just wears Primark white t-shirt, blue jeans.
Yep.
Every day. Trainers.
Yeah.
Every day. So, look. Let's maybe we should dedicate an episode to fashion and just trying to get a bit more in the...
I really like the idea of dedicating an episode as well to like dads that have been married for God knows how many years and all of a sudden they're now single and they're on the dating scene again. That's a good podcast.
Yeah.
If we get someone in and talk about that.
We'll try and get Charlene Douglas back.
Yeah.
I only had 10 minutes with her.
That's a great idea. And I actually know of someone that's in that situation right now.
Mm.
They wouldn't come on, they're too shy. But I know how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And also how scary it can be when you haven't dated for that long.
Well, it's changed now. Right. Before we get in, before we go too down the slippery slope, let's get into today's topic, which is all about sleep.
Okay.
The post is from a guy called Brandon who came in and he said, and if you want to get involved in the group, it's on Facebook, massive community of dads, all going through the same thing, which is parenting, trying to parent. He came in and he said, anyone, any tips on a three-year-old sleep regression? My son's been sleeping for a while and with the light on, but now is fighting going to sleep at all.
One of my kids is exactly like that.
Mm.
Exactly.
Do they sleep with the light on?
Yes.
A light or yes. The light?
Yeah, no, not the light.
Because
no.
I was like first no. thing is like make the room darker.
No, so we have a lamp which can turn any colour, so that has to be orange because that's the light that emits the sleep vibes. Mm-hmm. So we've had that since they were babies. And the eldest one likes to have, I've got a lamp, but I've got one of those Hive bulbs, you can dim it.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes at 10%, so there's a little bit of light in the corner. But that's not good enough still.
Yeah.
They would sleep with the light on if they could.
Yeah. Like long term, that's not a bad thing. Like sometimes when you need to sleep as an adult and it's in the day or whatever, like I could sleep here right now, just fall asleep. Like,
yeah, I could too.
It's quite a good thing. But yeah, sleep. I mean, that's what the first thing people said, like lights off, like just get the room as dark as possible.
White noise.
Yeah.
Has worked. Again, also, can I just say, can I caveat this with everything will change. It's going to change.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to be like this
yeah.
for the foreseeable. One thing you can guarantee about kids is change. But white noise worked for a bit, for a period of time.
Yeah.
You and the sheep worked for a little bit.
Yeah, well, that is white noise.
That's white noise. And
inside
also,
a sheep.
And it's a heartbeat. There's a heartbeat
oh,
in it
yeah,
as well,
yeah.
isn't there? So it mimics the sound of being in the womb.
Yeah.
But that did work.
Yeah.
Buzzing cots. They work for a bit.
I'm buzzing cots?
Yeah, like cots that like they vibrate. So there's a bit of motion. That worked with Luna quite a bit.
Ted was a nightmare a lot of the time. And I find the crux of it is to just be firm and pick your concessions. Like, if they want a light on, great, have it on 10%. You can have it. It's going to be right in the corner and it's going to be 10%.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I'm meeting you. I'm kind of compromising, but ultimately, got to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I find as well, kids are quite quick to train, quicker than dogs.
Mm.
Because if you, like I've been training Ted now to go to bed on his own, because often he'd only go to bed with me or Jen, Jen. Whereas in the last few weeks, I've been training him to go on to bed on his own. And it's taken a couple of weeks, but he's completely fine now.
Yeah.
So you just got to get through those bits and like edge backwards. That's what we got to do, edge backwards.
And you've got to be on the same page as your partner.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
That is the other thing.
Yeah.
But what I thought, because we're talking about sleep, I thought we would dive into some hilarious recordings from couples during the night.
Are these from the sleep apps?
From the sleep apps.
There are some brilliant ones.
Okay. So I'm going to play them. You obviously haven't heard these, okay? And the full caveat here is I have this app on my phone already because I sleep talk
you do.
A lot. And some of the funniest ones. In fact, I wonder if I've got my recording saved. Let me just have a quick look.
That's good. I like it.
I don't know if you can hear that. That's me saying, wow, that was quick, pal.
What are you?
Yes, it took me quite a few minutes, really, actually. Let me pass them over. Or pass them around the end of the bed.
Pass them around the end of the bed.
And you were asleep.
That's me, yeah.
But you're doing voices.
Yeah, I'm doing voices, yeah.
You're
yeah.
doing a comedy sketch. Yeah.
Standard.
Is that you trumping?
Yes. Let me do one more of mine.
He went well, didn't he? Yeah, I liked him.
He did well, didn't he? Yeah, I liked him. No idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, they were some of mine, but there's some. There's like top charts here, right? So, we're gonna go for some of these, right? See what you think.
No.
You're done.
No. That's not real.
Yes.
No one can do that. It doesn't know.
I just love his wife saying, oh, you're done.
You're done now, yeah? You're done.
Right.
Oh, Andy. You shut yourself.
Oh, Andy, you shut yourself. Absolutely fantastic, fantastic. Let's try this one.
I want to be a potato.
I don't want to be.
I want to be a potato. I want to be a potato. Fantastic.
This always reminds me of when I had a sleepover with my mate Luke when we were about 14, 15, something like that. And he got up because I was sleeping on the floor and he got up and said, I said, are you all right, mate? He's like, I just go to the toilet. I was like, oh, okay, fine. I didn't realise he was sleepwalking and talking. So up he got, and at the time his parents were in France. They had a house in France. And he kind of fell. So I got up to see if he was all right. And he'd gone past the toilet. Oh. He'd gone into his parents' room. He'd gone into their cupboard. And his dad had this jacket that he absolutely adored. I think it was like a pigskin jacket or suede jacket or something like that. And he got into the wardrobe, got his willy out, and peed all over his dad's best jacket.
And he was asleep.
Yeah, but I remember someone always saying that you shouldn't wake people up when they're sleepwalking or talking. Yeah. So I was like, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I can't stop him.
It's hard. What can you do?
Yeah.
You shouldn't wake them up. I don't sleepwalk anymore, but I have done in the past.
Is it scary?
No.
What about stairs and stuff? So if you sleepwalk, do you know what's around you?
I think so.
You must do.
I did see a program once about it, and this guy basically, he regularly tried to climb out the window. Not jump out, like... He just thought he needed to climb out the window, second floor, whatever it was. So in the end, they had to lock the window to make sure that in his sleep he didn't do it. So it can be dangerous, but it's not. But you kind of can navigate your way around quite well.
Yeah.
This one's called Mr. Bean. This one's quite good.
A sneeze and a fart. It's a comedy basic. Every time. We've all been there when you laugh a little bit and you go, sorry.
I know. This one, two couples. Like that one. So there's a bit of co-sleeping there.
You dirty bitch. Attaboy, fuck.
it is, but the wives, like, it's just funny when it's the girl farting and the guy goes, oh, you dirty. That was just fart. A lot of them are based around farts. Let me find one that's not, and then we'll call it a day. Here we go.
I've just threw an owl.
No, you didn't. Can you go to sleep and leave me alone?
Is the owl okay? No, you didn't throw an owl. You're sleep talking. Yeah.
So there you go. So, you know, if you're in the Dazzle community and you're worrying about a three-year-old sleep regression, just think you could be in those situations.
Yeah, yeah. One of my mates has got, he has to wear the machine. Is it for sleep apnea?
Yeah.
Like, he has to wear that. It's like sleeping next to Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And I think they now have separate beds.
Yeah.
Because they just couldn't do it anymore.
It's really hard, but I sleep so heavily and at any point, at any time and anywhere that I think if Jen was on one of those machines, I think I'd be fine.
I'd be able to sleep.
Yeah.
100%.
Like,
I mean, like, Charlie would say, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah.
Should I feel guilty? I don't know.
Yeah. And then Jen will also be like, oh, I need to, like, I can't just go into bed and fall asleep. And I'm thinking, oh.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, I get into bed and go.
Do you get to that bit where you've obviously fallen asleep and then you'll get the night?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Are you already fallen asleep? Yeah. No.
No, not at all.
Not one bit.
I don't know why they get angrier at that. It's like, I'm sorry. It's like, I'm not, it's not a choice. It's just who I am.
I've got a little tip for you. If, like me, you snore when you're on your back, make sure that when you get into bed, stay on your side. Because if you fall asleep and that situation happens, there probably isn't going to be a snort or a thur. Yeah. Or they'll go, you've fallen asleep.
Yeah, it's even worse. Way,
stay on your side.
I know. It's a pitfall, isn't it? This whole sleep thing. Right, there you go. Thank you for listening.
Try to sleep then.
If you want to rate, download, and subscribe, that's a massive help. Leave us a review. Love reading them. And if you want to join the Dazzle community, head over to Facebook, search for Dadsnet, and we'll see you in there.
See ya.
A Dadsnet original podcast.